Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. This podcast is entitled Transformation Under Mango Tree in Uganda, Africa, and presented by Kara Smith. Transformation can happen in the most surprising places, even under mango tree in a Ugandan village. In this podcast, Kara Smith tells the story of American music therapists visiting an African school and found themselves needing to adapt their clinical approach. Today, her team utilizes music therapy to combat social injustice and gender inequality and strives to bring sustainable and culturally responsive music therapy services to underserved communities in Africa.
The young voices you are hearing are primary school children in the rural western region of Hoima, Uganda. In the local language, they tell a story through song and dance. A group of 10 to 15 children make up the chorus, while three performers act out a dramatic scene on the grass, where our stage is set. Two children accompany the performance on drums. We are under the shade of a mango tree. As I watch the children, a teacher sits beside me and quietly explains to me what is unfolding. "Those two children there," she says, "they are asking their father to go to school. They want to go to school, but their father says no." I observe one of the actors shake his head admonishingly at two children seated before him on the grass. The teacher explains, "He says no because the children have a disability and he won't let them go to school." Joining me in the audience were my four colleagues from the United States, two of them board-certified music therapists like myself. We had been invited to visit this school in Hoima to conduct a workshop with the faculty about the benefits of using music in the classroom for special needs learners. We all sat fixated on the young performers before us. The singing continues, and then a fourth character, the hero of this story, emerges from the chorus and gestures for the two children to stand. The teacher explains to me the climactic message of this tale. He is a neighbor, and he's come to convince the father that he must allow his children to attend school because all children, she says, deserve an education. From our professional gaze, you can imagine how exciting it was for my team and I to witness this. We observed young people express themselves through their culture's musical tradition, but also utilize music as a tool to advocate for equality and justice within the community. Later that day, as we toured the school, we came to understand these values more fully. Every classroom was integrated, exceptional learners placed alongside typical learners. I was curious to know how the teachers adapted to the challenges of meeting everyone's diverse needs at once. I asked one of the teachers if he had any extra support for his special needs students, and he replied, "Why, yes, the rest of the classroom." The children shared with us a story about a virtuous belief the whole community shares, that special needs children deserve to be educated equally alongside their typical learning peers. In addition to this, supporting these exceptional children lies within the collective. Everyone in the community and every child in the classroom plays a part in supporting those who need a little extra help. And through the ritual of song, dance, and drama, this shared value is celebrated and protected. In Hoima, Uganda, education equality is not just a right for all children, but a cultural legacy the region is very proud of. Needless to say, the focus of our workshop changed drastically that afternoon. Our original goal was to teach songs with a neurologic music therapy focus to assist special needs students. But my team and I experienced a shifting in our professional identities. We were no longer the experts in this space. what we did instead was host a gathering with the faculty where songs, games, and musical activities were shared freely in an open exchange. We all took a step back from being the traditional clinical music therapists we knew how to be, and instead held a space where individual and community experiences were valued. Under that same mango tree, the community's musical life and legacy of social justice was validated and honored. My name is Kara Smith, and I'm the founder of Umoja Global Community Music Therapy. We're an international nonprofit that strives to bring sustainable and culturally responsive music therapy services to underserved communities. We advocate for music therapy as a means of combating social injustice and gender inequality. Our philosophy and approach is centered on the practice of cultural humility, and we consider working in a culturally humble way not only a practice, but a way of life and the very engine that drives our work forward. What we experienced in Hoima was a role transformation and an evolution in our clinical scope. It was cultural humility happening in real time. In community music therapy settings, or any music therapy space, cultural humility allows for interactions that are adaptive, culturally responsive, and wholly ethical. Not to be mixed with the term cultural competency, which alludes to a state of knowing or mastery, cultural humility is an ongoing infinite learning process where practitioners are asked to continuously assess and evolve their sense of self within the context of a culture. It requires constant self-reflection and openness. It calls for us to first hear someone before we ourselves are heard, and acknowledging the limits of the prism of our own experiences, beliefs, and opinions. It means to approach not as an expert or a teacher, but as an observer and a witness. Professor Rolfsfjord from the University of Bergen described, "The music therapist is no longer the clinical expert, but a collaborative musician who facilitates access to empowering musical experiences." This is a process we experienced under that mango tree in Uganda. And I imagine that any therapist working in community music therapy settings as such should acknowledge this process. Umoja Global teaches a CMTE course titled The Engine of Cultural Humility. This course is meant to help guide and inform the globally minded music therapist. We believe cultural humility is the driving force that facilitates ethical intercultural exchanges. Learning this practice allows for exchanges of information and collaboration to be fostered, where listening closely, being a witness, and humbly sharing spaces with global citizens of communities different than our own ensures ethical integrity and positive therapeutic outcomes. It's important to note that Hoima is a region of the country where not many Westerners have ventured. The communities here have succeeded in fighting against the sway of colonization and Western influence. It was an extraordinary opportunity to be present in the musical stories of the community. And thanks to cultural humility opening the door, in this pure, unadulterated cultural space, under the shady refuge of a mango tree, we witnessed social justice at work as children sang about the importance of equality in education.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2020.